AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The House committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol by backers of then-President Trump hear from three former Justice Department officials during Trump's administration. Then-Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen testified Trump called or met with him nearly every day over a 10-day period, pushing to get the department to investigate his false allegations of election fraud.
At one point, he had raised the question of having a special counsel for election fraud. At a number of points, he raised requests that I meet with his campaign counsel, Mr. Giuliani. At one point, he raised the whether the Justice Department would file a lawsuit in the Supreme Court.
Committee member Republican Adam Kinzinger says Trump was out to subjugate the Department of Justice.
Imagine a future where the president could screen applicants to the Justice Department with one question. Are you loyal to me or to the Constitution? And it wouldn't take long to find people willing to pledge their loyalty to the man.
Today's hearing was the fifth of the month by the committee. More hearings will be held next month. The Supreme Court overturns a 1913 New York state law requiring a license for a person to carry a gun in public. New York City Mayor Eric Adams worries the decision could lead to increased gun violence.
We will not allow our city to live in fear that everyone around us is armed, and that any altercation could evolve into a shootout.
Eric Pratt with the Gun Owners of America insists having armed civilians will reduce gun violence.
We will see that this will embolden the law-abiding to protect themselves.
The Senate is closer to passing a bill that would toughen background checks for young gun buyers, fund school safety, mental health, and violence prevention. This is AP News. A quick-thinking swim coach to the rescue.
Artistic swimmer and two-time Olympian Anita Alvarez lost consciousness and slipped to the bottom of the pool after completing her solo free final at the World Aquatics Championships in Budapest on Wednesday. Her coach, Olympic medalist Andrea Fuentes, dove in fully clothed to pull the 25-year-old swimmer to safety. Fuentes told a Spanish radio outlet that when she noticed something was wrong, she shouted at the lifeguards, but they didn't seem to understand, and the few seconds that passed before she jumped in felt like an hour. Alvarez was not breathing when she was rescued. But Fuentes says the swimmer is doing well after getting some water in her lungs. The coach compared swimming to other endurance sports, saying we push through limits and sometimes we find them. U.S. Artistic Swimming tells the AP the swimmer has been evaluated by medical staff and will continue to be monitored. I'm Jennifer King.
Scientists have found the world's largest bacterium in a Caribbean mangrove swamp. Most bacteria are microscopic. The thin white filament is about the size of a human eyelash. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.